That's all from the information desk. Next, some more news from the Norwich area. We have an office building being converted into flats. Norwich Rugby Club no longer moving to a new home. A new vehicle depot being proposed on the Holt Road side of Norwich Airport. And because of complaints being received, the council having to check that the restaurants in St Benedict Street are adhering to the regulations. However, we start with the news that a bid has been lodged to trial rental e-scooters in Norwich.
People in Norwich could be able to hire from a fleet of 100 e-scooters within weeks if a bid to government for the city to trial the machines is accepted. The Department for Transport is fast-tracking trials of rental e-scooters for local authorities, and Norfolk County Council has said it's ready to run a test for 12 months. If given the green light, it would see the council join forces with Beryl, which already provides cycle and e-bike rentals in Norwich via a mobile phone app, to offer an initial 100 scooters to hire. Beryl would cover the cost of the scheme, including appropriate insurance, with the government expecting cities which carry out trials to be in a position to begin them by the end of August. At the moment, it's illegal to use an e-scooter on public land. That would remain the case for private owners, but rental e-scooters could be used on roads and cycle lanes, although not on pavements or shared spaces. Riders would need to have driving licenses, speed limits would be set at 12 miles an hour, but restricted where lower speeds are deemed appropriate. The scooters would also have to be left in designated drop-off and pick-up areas, and failure to do so would result in a penalty payment. Discussions have been held with Vision Norfolk, Norfolk Police and the Norwich Cycle Campaign over the potential introduction of the e-scooters. Questions were raised around the interaction between e-scooters with pedestrians and cyclists, and as a result, it's been agreed the scooters will make sounds to warn people they're close by.
Vantage Developments Limited have asked Norwich City Council for permission to change Vantage House in Fisher's Lane from an office block into 44 apartments. City Hall officers used delegated powers to grant prior approval for the scheme, a mixture of one-bed and two-bed flats with parking and bike storage in the underground car park. There were objections from people in nearby Pottergate who raised concerns about noise and extra traffic, but council officers said it's likely that the number of car parking spaces will decrease given the pressure to provide cycling and refuse storage. Further, office car parks are likely to generate two traffic movements per space, whereas many residential spaces will generate fewer traffic movements, especially given the site's sustainable city centre location. Built in the 1960s, the building was once BT's local headquarters known as Telephone House. After it was revamped as Vantage House in the early 2000s, it used to belong to Norfolk County Council before it was sold. Because the proposal was to convert offices into residential use, the developers didn't need to secure planning permission but just prior approval. That meant the only issues the council could consider included the impact on transport, contamination, flooding and noise from neighbours. The council says that prior approval legislation limits reasons for the council to reject conversions, and it can't consider issues such as protecting employment land or insist on affordable housing.
Norwich Rugby Football Club, NRFC, was granted permission to relocate from Burston Herne, north of Norwich, to the UEA's Colney Lane playing fields in 2016. Under the deal, NRFC was hopeful of developing sporting facilities at UEA as part of a proposal which would have seen the money generated from the sale of the rugby club site go towards a major investment on the university's playing field site. The plans initially had to be put on hold due to a highways issue at the club's Beeston Herne site. But the proposed move has been dealt a further blow after UEA said it stepped away from the deal, after the project team was unable to find a deal which could go ahead without relying on significant investment from UEA. UEA Sport has changed its long-term plans during the last 24 months, and a 100-year agreement tying use of the land has also become a challenge. Phil Steele, Director of Sport and Commercial Services, said, "The pandemic has had a major impact on our planning for the short term, and regrettably, we've had to withdraw from the project with NRFC. The deal we had been working on is no longer suitable, given the impact of the pandemic on our finances, and we're not in a position to meet the financial shortfall for the club." Bob Annable, chairman of the Rugby Club's Development Committee, said, "This is a major blow to the aspirations of our relocation project, but we fully understand the university's decision during these unprecedented times."
Commercial vehicle hire company Trot Rentals, currently based in Hurricane Way on the Airport Industrial Estate, wants to move to a new depot off Holt Road. The company, which rents vehicles up to 44 tonnes, said its site on Hurricane Way is constrained in terms of its layout and size, which presents logistical problems which impede the operation and efficiency of the business. They said congestion issues within the surrounding industrial estate at peak times were also impediments to the business, so they wanted to move to a purpose-built and designed premises. The depot, which will employ 8 full-time members of staff, would include a hire vehicle maintenance area, a small office, and large areas of hire vehicle storage. However, there were objections from people living in Holt Road opposite the site. They were worried about the impact on congestion and highway safety. Helsdon Parish Council also objected, raising concerns about the impact of increased volumes of heavy goods traffic at peak times of the day and road safety access to and from Holt Road, especially given the proposed expansion of the East Anglian Air Ambulance headquarters and the proposed moving of the recycling depot to just off the Northern Distributor Road. However, planning officers said access would be designed in such a way to prevent northbound vehicles from making a right turn into the site. Highways officers didn't object to the proposal, and permission was unanimously agreed by members of the planning committee on Thursday, August the 13th.
St Benedict Street in Norwich city centre has seen cars banned, despite vehement opposition from a group of traders, in the hope of aiding businesses in attracting customers as the pandemic eases. But concerns have been raised by the local community about late-night disturbance and noise, and a county councillor has urged the local authority to police the area. Danny Douglas, Norfolk County Councillor for Mancroft, wrote to Martin Wilby, Cabinet Member for Highways, to highlight the issue. He said many businesses were putting out tables and chairs and serving people on the spaces provided by the temporary road order on St Benedict's. None of these establishments had licences to provide any services in these spaces. Some of these establishments have not even applied for a licence. A Norwich City Council spokesman said, "We've not yet granted any licences for businesses on St Benedict's to have tables and chairs. If and when licences are granted, then we'll have the responsibility of making sure the terms of those licences are adhered to in full." A spokesman for Norfolk County Council said, "The County Council's officers will be visiting traders along St Benedict Street again this week, following concerns raised by the local community over the weekend. We are liaising closely with the police and Norwich City Council's licensing team to balance the needs of the whole community in this matter."